You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Garrett Nan, owner of Pop Advertising Partners, that works with businesses to get their websites to show up in the top of Google, a service known as search engine optimization. Garrett, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be here.
Certainly good to have you, and a topic that all entrepreneurs want to know about. So, for starters, what is SEO marketing, and what is your background in it to kick things off today?
SEO marketing is the art and science of getting a web page to show up in the first three positions of Google, because that is where 75% of all the clicks that happen on the internet start on the first three positions on Google. My background is I started doing SEO for companies that I worked for, kind of as a side job. Like, it was always, oh, hey, Garrett, can you get our website to show up? And then I started learning about it. And after a few years, I decided, well, I can certainly do this without them. And so we started our business, and I'm about 6 years into the industry, and I'm 4 years full time working with clients.
Garrett, tell us, why do you think business owners need to be taking advantage of SEO marketing?
That's a great question. 90% of all business, especially local business, is being conducted online. We can even look at Amazon. Amazon did 23% of the market share of all retail sales over the holiday season. So, business is being conducted online. Whether you're a plumbing company or whether you sell widgets, people are turning to their phones. They're typing in the things that they want, and they want to find businesses that show up in the top. Google has ingrained in us that there's so much trust in those websites that show up at the top that we are inherently willing to do business with them, and we see that from local search businesses, where if a plumber shows up on top out of 100 searches, they're going to get 60 clicks and they're closing 30 jobs. So it is a very powerful marketing area for your business. It's big ROI. And I always like to say SEO is the gift that keeps on giving, because once you rank, and you're always going to rank.
And you're so correct about that. Now, how can business owners also know which company to trust and work with to do their SEO?
I get this question at least 5 times a week. I get it on every single appointment that I go on. Business owners tell me, Garrett, I've heard this before, that I need to show up and that you can do it, but what makes you any different, and how do I know you're the guy? And I always have people say, check your SEO company and see what personal projects that they're working on. So if you're an SEO and you believe so much in the power of search, well, then you should be building your own websites and selling your own widgets or doing your own things along with your client SEO. So that is always one of the first things I tell people to ask for. When you're comparing and looking for an SEO company, ask about their personal projects. Ask about their own website and things that they're working on that are not related to client SEO. Because if they have a healthy business, they should have enough sales and enough net to be funding their own projects. And that would be a great telltale sign on whether they're a professional SEO company or just some guy who says that he does it.
And that is some sound advice right there today. We are joined by Mr. Garrett Nann, owner of Pop Advertising Partners, that works with businesses to get their websites to show up in the top of Google, a service known as search engine optimization here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Garrett, is SEO marketing measurable for a business owner, and is it important for business owners to have an idea of what type of return they can expect?
I absolutely love the SEO industry because it is an incredibly measurable spend on your money. So we work with a lot of clients. They send out postcards, or they might have billboards, and they have a lot of pieces of their marketing funnel, but none of it can really be measured successfully to say, I spent $5,000 on this billboard and we earned back 10. And that is also the power of SEO from the provider side. I can show you that your traffic went from 100 visitors a month to 600 visitors a month. I can show you that your company ranked number 15 4 months ago, and it's ranked number one now. So the results of the work is very measurable and very accountable on both sides. And you know, when we're talking about with businesses on what type of return they can expect, that is a very important metric for a business owner to understand, because proper SEO is an investment in your business. It's not an expense. And if I can show you that when you rank number one for an important term, and I always use plumbers. We work with a lot of plumbing companies. If I can show you that those 100 searches in your town that you don't rank for, and I rank you number one, and you're going to get 60 hits to your site, and you're going to close 30 sales, the average lifetime value of a plumbing client is in the tens of thousands of dollars. So as long as you show up and do the right thing and take care of your customers, a plumbing client can be worth $10,000 over their lifetime, because their hot water heater will break. Their furnace will stop working. Their sink will get clogged. These are all inevitables. So when we land a new client for a plumbing company, we don't look at that they just spent $600 today. We're saying that client is worth $10,000 over the course of a lifetime. So if you are acquiring 20 to 30 new clients, we are able to show, and we want to show, that the return that you can expect is not just today, it's next year, it's 5 years, and it's 10 years. And a great business is not looking at today or tomorrow. They're looking at what am I doing now that is going to help my business 5 years from now. And a great professional SEO company is going to be on that same mindset with you to say, the work we're doing now is going to be paying off 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, where you're just adding and compounding the amount of new clients and the amount of new business you're getting every single month. So it's important to know what your expected return is, and it's important to know that it can all be measured from a business owner point of view.
Also, Garrett, many business owners have probably tried SEO, and the SEO company, let's say, in this circumstance, was unable to get their website to show up high in Google. How can you assure business owners that if they were to work with you, they would not run into the same problem again, per the example given?
Wow, that's another question that I get all of the time. There are no guarantees in the SEO world, but one of the things that I always love to show people, and this references back to one of your earlier questions, I like to show them the projects that I'm working on. So as we're talking right now, I have an appointment at in another hour or so, and I'm going to show that client, that potential client, over 2,000 number one rankings on websites that I own and that we monetize for our business. So I'm not just shooting snake oil. Companies that work with us, I can show you, and I'm more than willing to show you, all of the things that we own and that we work on. We have e-commerce sites. We have pay-per-call sites. We have pay-per-lead sites. I work in 15 different industries. So when I sit with someone and they say, I've heard this all before, what makes you different? And then I show them one website that has 700 number one rankings throughout the state that I live in. It's impressive, and it's not something that I've ever come across that anyone else can show. You know, the other thing that we like to talk about is, you know, we get on podcasts. We've been featured in Inc.com. I've been interviewed by SEO blogs and other SEO companies. We do work for other SEO companies. So when you're investing in your business, do your due diligence, ask a lot of questions, and make sure that the company that you're working with believes so much in the industry that they're doing it for themselves as well. And that's how we're able to show how we're different, and that the methods and the tactics we use not only work for us, but are absolutely going to work on your website as well.
Well, you certainly have got it going on, and if you can prove all that, then you're certainly well ahead of the curve and will never have a problem getting new clients as well as maintaining the ones that you have now. Really helpful information in the regards of SEO and improving our marketing efforts through SEO. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about your company, Pop Advertising Partners.
All right. So Pop Advertising Partners, we could be found at www.popadpartners.com. We also, you know, we're on Facebook and Twitter. We have a great Twitter feed called SB Today. It's actually our Social Business Today Twitter feed that we run. We're approaching 70,000 followers. So we'd love to chat with you about, you know, social media and just digital marketing as a whole. But popadpartners.com, it's a great place to look us up and find us. We have live chat 24 hours a day. I'll answer any questions you have at any time. I just love talking about marketing, digital marketing, and SEO. So you can find us on any social platform, and we'd love to chat with anyone about their marketing needs.
Good enough. Well, Garrett, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I really appreciate it.
We have been speaking with Mr. Garrett Nan, owner of Pop Advertising Partners, that works with businesses to get their websites to show up in the top of Google, a service known as search engine optimization. And for more information and for contact, simply visit popadpartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.